This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia urges everyone to comply with the Election Code of Conduct. Ninth National Games to conclude today amid a special ceremony, and Diwali firecracker users face jail under New Delhi anti-pollution drive. Now the news in detail. Eight locals from Mastarula municipality of Bajang district have lost their lives in a jeep accident, plunging the village into a deep shock. The jeep carrying locals of Mastarula municipality on the way back home from a fair at Sildevi temple in the district headquarters Sainpur yesterday met with an accident. Police sources informed that the jeep en route to Mastar 2 Khetkot from headquarters Sainpur met with an accident in the daytime. According to police, the reason behind the accident was an overload of passengers than the jeep's capacity. Police inspector at the district police office, Bajang Ramesh Awasthi, informed the jeep had fallen some 200 meters off the road. He said at least 15 people were injured in the mishap. The injured are being treated at the district hospital. Critically injured were referred to Dhangari for further treatment. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia has requested the media and social media users not to transmit content that contaminates elections and democracy. While addressing the virtual training organized by the social networking site Facebook's mother organization Meta today for the upcoming House of Representatives and Provincial Assembly on November 20, mentioned that the commission has emphasized that the media should be self-regulated and self-controlled. He stated that for the first time in the Election Code of Conduct, the Commission has explained false information, misinformation and hateful expressions and managed to regulate them. Chief Commissioner Thapalia said that the work is being done by establishing a press office in the Commission to maintain the integrity and cleanliness of the election and to systematically facilitate the information related to the election. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Jeevan Ram Shrestha said that Nepal should learn from the prosperity and modernization of neighboring country China. Inaugurating the photo exhibition organized by the Friends of Silk Road Club in Lalitpur on the occasion of the 20th National Congress of the Communist Party of China, Minister Shrestha said that by taking social and economic development to new heights, China has succeeded in being listed among the world's first economic powers. He said that China has achieved the highest success in poverty alleviation and eradicated poverty completely. He said that the border is connected with Nepal, and as a good friend in the development of Nepal, the Chinese government is continuously supporting the development of Nepal. The 9th National Game held in different 8 districts of the Gandaki province is concluding today. According to National Sports Council, the host, the 9th National Games will be concluded amid a special ceremony at Pokhara Stadium after 2:30 p.m. today. It is informed distinguished guests including Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba, Minister for Youth and Sports Maheshwar Jangghatraj and Gandaki Province Chief Minister Krishna Chandra Nepal would attend the closing ceremony. Earlier on October 14, Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun had inaugurated the National Games. According to Secretary of the National Games Publicity Subcommittee, Kusraj Dahal, the closing ceremony would feature several cultural programs, artist performances, processions, songs and dances. The Nepal Army has so far topped the list with 314 medals in the National Games. With this, the Nepal Army is almost sure to become the champions in the national tournaments. So far, the Nepal Army has secured 150 gold, 90 silver and 80 bronze medals. Likewise, Nepal Police has maintained the second position with 158 medals, including 52 gold, 47 silver and 59 bronze. Armed Police Force has so far secured the third position with 176 medals, including 42 gold, 57 silver and 77 bronze. The host Gandaki province has so far won 29 gold, 28 silver and 49 bronze. With this, the host has maintained the top position among the provinces. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Ukraine's national energy company has urged citizens to charge everything by 7 a.m. Thursday because of expected power cuts caused by Russian missile strikes. Energy plants were hit by Russian missiles again on Wednesday, part of a wave of such strikes since 10th of October. Grid operator Ukrengaz said outages of up to 4 hours at a time will affect the whole country on Thursday. It comes as Russia declares martial law in areas of Ukraine it has annexed. Heightened security measures have also come into force in Russia, mostly in areas along the Ukraine border. In preparation for the blackouts, Ukrengaz has appealed to Ukrainians to stock up with water and ensure they have warm socks and blankets and hugs for family and friends. On Tuesday, President Volodymyr Zelensky said 30% of Ukrainian power stations had been destroyed by Russian air strikes. People who lit off firecrackers in Delhi during Diwali will face up to 6 months in jail, the city's environment minister has announced amid worsening pollution levels in the Indian capital. The government has also imposed a fine of 200 Indian rupees on those caught bursting firecrackers. The rules are part of a broader ban on firecrackers announced in September to help curb extreme pollution. Various factors such as factory emissions, traffic fumes and general weather patterns contribute to the high pollution levels in the city. In September, the Delhi government imposed a complete ban on the production, sale and use of all types of firecrackers till January 1st, a practice it has followed for the last 2 years. Environment Minister Gopal Rai on Wednesday said that anyone found storing or selling fireworks will face a fine up to 5,000 rupees and 3 years in jail. A 15-year-old girl died in northwest Iran last week after she was beaten by security forces during a raid on her school, a teachers' union has alleged. Asra Panahi was one of several students injured in the incident. In Ardabil, a statement posted by the Coordinating Council of Teachers Syndicate said they were attacked by security forces when they refused to sing an anthem praising the supreme leader, it added. But officials rejected the report and State TV said Asta had a heart problem. A number of teenage girls are reported to be killed since anti-government protests swept across Iran a month ago. Activists and relatives have banned security forces for their deaths, something authorities have denied. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in Gandaki province, Lumini province, Karnali province and Sudhir Pashchim province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the provinces today. Light rain is likely to occur in a few places in hilly regions of the Gandaki province, Lumini province, Karnali province and Sudhir Pashchim province and at one or two places of the rest of the country. Similarly, the division stated the weather to remain partly cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country tonight. Light rain is likely to occur in one or two places in hilly regions of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia urges everyone to comply with the Election Code of Conduct. 9th National Games to conclude today amid a special ceremony and Diwali firecracker users face jail under New Delhi Anti-Pollution Drive. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.